excited to be here tonight. Just to expand Dr. Gina's radio chat. Listen, Olivia was a guest of ours, and we had technical difficulties the week before last, and she wasn't able to be on the show because she's only 10. So today we decided, production and all, to have a children's feature. This is going to be phenomenal. We have three special guests, and three of these children are, two of them are 10 and one of them is 8. Hopefully she'll be able to make it because she's, you know, is a quiet, athletic personality. But I wanted to be able to have a show for young people to encourage other young people that they can do and be anything that they want to be and do, that they can actually accomplish all of their dreams and all of their visions, and that they can actually do great and mighty things. And because this is a platform, Dr. Gina's radio chat is a platform for encouragement, iron sharpening iron, we've got to include the children in such a phenomenal movement. And so including these two young ladies, I do have my son who is going to be joining us in the conversation. I'm so excited about having all three of these young entrepreneurs, young visionaries, young creative individuals to be a part of the show and to be able to leave nuggets into the soil of those that are hoping and fantasizing and dreaming and having visions about better and greater and how they can actually help the community and to expand the kingdom of God. And also, I want to say, don't forget about Dr. Gina's Radio Chat 2016 competition. We are looking for someone that is a songwriter, a producer, a rapper, a singer. We need you guys to submit your production to Dr. Gina's radio chat, drginarprince@gmail.com. A produced 30-second jingle for Dr. Gina's radio chat show, and it will be featured for the full year of 2016. You will be interviewed by me worldwide. People all over the world will be able to hear your jingle and your interview. And guess what? You win $500. You cannot beat that. It's only 30 seconds, $500. I know people that have written Grammy Award winning lyrics for major artists for under $500. So listen, this is your opportunity to be heard all over the world. And I just wanted to incorporate the youth to inspire the older, the younger, the middle, just to be able to fulfill your dreams. So I'm going to introduce my special first guest. His name is Emmanuel Meacham. Yay! And he is my son. He is 10 years old. And I'm not going to brag too much about him. I'm going to let him express himself. But welcome, Emmanuel Meacham, to the show.
Hi! How's everyone doing?
Yay! Listen, Emmanuel, I want you to talk about next week. We're going to have your actual founder of Young Men, Young Leaders Incorporated, and it's an organization that actually trains young men, and it's part of an organization that's in DC, and it's small and it's growing, but this individual is going to be featured on the next show, which is on the 25th. But Emmanuel is the president. Last year he was the vice president. This year he is the president in the fifth grade, part of Young Men, Young Leaders. Can you tell us about this organization, Emmanuel, just from a kid's point of view?
Well, it's kind of amazing to have everybody working with me, have everybody just working
Emmanuel, you're kind of muffled. Take away from your mouth, away from the phone just a little so we can hear you from the speaker.
Well, it's kind of exciting to be in charge, taking leadership. I have a team. We work together to go to, like, places, sightseeing, like Golden Corral, or we have stay back at the school and eat pizza and just have a ball. And it's like 40 kids, so we all come together and we think about what we want to do for the month. We pay snacks for $10, and we also get this little special day when we go to Golden Corral, order pizza, maybe go to Olive Garden or a restaurant, or maybe just go out. McDonald's.
Well, I know that's very exciting for a 10-year-old, but what is the major thing that you get out of being a part of young men and young leaders? I mean, I know you get to do outings and things like that, but when you're not going on outings, Emmanuel, what exactly are you guys discussing? What do you talk about? What is the purpose of the group?
Well, our last discussion was about hygiene. He was talking about how it's good to keep clean of your body, how good it's clean to keep healthy.
Okay. And so was that a good experience for you guys? Because I know there's different ages. There's 10-year-olds. That's the highest, right? 10, maybe 11. And then you go down to like 6 years old, right? And so did you guys understand the importance of hygiene and cleansing your bodies?
Yeah. The little kids, the younger kids had a lot of questions. They asked a lot of questions. We kind of, together, it was a lot of questions. They wasn't, we hop off the shower, when you get out of the shower and you rub on your skin while you're drying off with your towel, all that, your dry skin, they thought it was dirt, so they hop back in the shower, and they didn't know that it was just your skin drying off, well, your dead skin off your body.
Listen, why don't you do me a favor? I want you to come off of your headphones and go straight to your phone, because I know we're not together and we're calling you in on the line so we can hear you clearly, because I think you're on a headset, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe get off of that for a little bit and then come on the phone regular. Like, hold the phone to your ears.
Okay.
This is why I love this guy. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Much better. There you go. Okay, so listen, I want to talk to you more about this organization. So last year you were vice president, and how did you manage to climb up the ladder to being president of Young Men, Young Leaders?
Well, a lot of people don't take their job seriously. I think in third grade, I think two boys had switched their jobs because they wasn't taking it seriously. And I think that I had a lot of help with the team, and we helped climb the ladder with the other fifth graders that left the store Hobson. And that helped me climb up the ladder to be president, which I'm very glad about. But before the other president left, the fifth grade president that was here last year, he was named Navon Lee, and we picked the vice president, which is Devontae. And now I'm here as president, and it's a lot of work. Well, we have to know the days where we get snack, our daily snack, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is, like, we have to get all the stuff out of the refrigerator, stuff, closet, and it's like, we have to know what we're supposed to do. And it's not really, it's hard to know what you're supposed to do when you're just new to the spot and you don't know exactly what to do. So that's why it takes a few months to get them started. Like my friend Robert, he's not in the position right now. He's new here. He came from OST. And he's new to Young Men Future Leaders, but now he understands now.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Emmanuel, because I know for a fact, not just boasting because you're my son, but I mean, you do well in school. You're excellent in math. You're excellent in reading and writing. Your test scores are phenomenal. And I mean, you're like beyond your even age bracket at this point with that. So my thing is, you know, how do you manage that and your passion for, you know, being a part of young men, young leaders, and then you love football and you are a football star, but then I understand that you had to sit out for this year. I mean, how do you balance all of these things, being an athlete, you know, basketball and football, which people don't know, but they're learning now, and being such, you know, so smart in academics and being a president of an organization? How do you balance all of that?
Well, always also miss out on the snack passes, because usually in the morning we go down at 3:15 and we go head down the stairs. I used to come through this kitchen door and we used to pass out the snacks when they get out to school for the aftercare students.
Right.
And like sometimes I have to miss that because I have to do homework, I have to read, have to do math, and so I have to like get more out of that because of what I miss. So sometimes I have other sergeant at arms or people that's also working the team help take my spot on the snack. So we try to balance it out. So because this is how we balance it out.
Well, let me ask you this.
Well, we kind of balance it off because most of the people on the team has a phone, so we contact each other.
Well, let me ask you this. So you've been playing football. That's your thing. You've been playing football since you were like 4. So, I mean, what is that like that you had to sit out for this amount of time? You know, I know we had prayed about it and you had said that the Lord told you to sit out, and there had been some confusion about, you know, your team switching up from one team to another, and that was like confirmation for you. But what really gave you confirmation was the fact that you had an injury with your foot. So my question is, you know, how do you feel, you know, about you know, being an athlete and a diehard football player, not a fan, but you are a player. How do you feel about incorporating the athletics with your academics? And let me ask you this. How do you feel about incorporating that? But also, how do you feel about your future with being able to balance both?
Well, I incorporate into all my homework and the team. Well, basically what I do is when we come out of school, I do my homework. I do helping with the rec, the Young Men Future Leaders, and then I change. I get ready for football, and it's like all of this stuff is at one place. It's all at Watkins, it's the school, the rec, then the football. But also, how I feel about sitting out the season. Well, I mean, everybody needs a break. I mean, can't play nonstop and not take a break. I mean, at some point your feet start hurting. some point you get tired and need some water.
Your feet start hurting.
Sometimes you need to take a break. Sometimes you need to sit off for a while. Can't play nonstop. You can't do something forever and not take a break. Yeah, you have to train stuff up.
Well, I do understand that. And you know what? What would you tell people? Because, I mean, to me, you're my son. You are phenomenal. I love you and adore you. But we're getting ready to have some other guests join us, okay? And I want you to be a part of the conversation when we talk to them and ask them questions. Olivia and her sister, they were supposed to be on before, and we had some technical difficulties, and we're making up today for lost times. I want you to, for the lost time, I want you to be a part of that because I have witnessed you be a straight up honor roll student all the way from first grade until fifth grade. I've seen you play football, tackle, hunt down your opponent, beat them down without any fear since you were four. So I thought it would be great for you to bring the balance. And then plus your organization and plus, you know, you being president of that. I thought it would be great for you to be like a mediator in conversating. I'm having a conversation with the two young girls. Hopefully we can get them both on. But I just wanted you to be a part of that conversation because I think that it's a great balance. And I think for this being a special show, it would be great to have young girls and young boys be a part of this. And I also want them to know that you love to build, sculpture, develop. You are, what is that, those games that you love to play?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Those games that you love to play? Those games that you love to play?
Think.
The one that you like to build a kingdom and build a community?
I think Minecraft, that game.
Minecraft? Can you say that clearer, please?
Minecraft.
Okay, and so you like to build. You like to build communities and things like that, you know? So I think it's great. I just think that you are an awesome child. I mean, not only are you a blessing to me, but you've been a blessing to many others. You are an intercessor. You pray. You know how to pray and ask God for things, and you know how to have, you have a relationship with him. So I think it's really, really great, and I'm so glad that you can be a part of the show, especially a part of this special, you know, featured show for children so we can encourage our children. What advice would you give? Because we only got a few seconds left. Before Olivia and hopefully her sister will be joining us. But what kind of advice would you give to young kids, for one? And then I'm going to ask you what you would tell the adults because we got 3 minutes before they come on. What advice would you give to the young children to pursue their dreams?
Well, it takes a lot of practice. I think children should practice at an early age to get them started and get them comfortable and noticeable and know what that is for them to know what they want, for them to know what they want their dreams to be, because some children just run around as a baby, wondering what their dreams is going to be, and one day when they get older, and like 10, they don't have the practice, and they start late, and they want to be early. You want to touch on your dream when you're like 3 or 4 or 5, and then you recognize it more. You'll understand it. You'll get comfortable with it. You'll pursue your dreams. You can know the steps, what you're going to do, what you're going to take. You know what you're going to do for college, you know what you're going to do for high school, middle school, elementary school, all throughout that.
So, Emmanuel, what advice would you give, closing out before we get Olivia on the line, what advice would you give to parents that see children with great potential and gifts and talents? What would you, from a 10-year-old perspective, advise parents to do with those children?
Try to get them to try something new. Like, take dancing class if they like to dance, singing class if they like to sing. Just try something new with your kids. Try something new with children so they can see if they like it.
I love it. Well, I think that is fantastic advice, and you are such a great interview. I so appreciate you being a part of this show today. Thank you so much for being a part of it and giving such great advice and great knowledge and wisdom. Like I said, I mean, you can do all things. You can balance your athletics and your academics all at the same time. And so now I would like to welcome Olivia finally to the group. And Emmanuel, are you ready to meet Olivia?
Yes, I am. Woo!
All right, Olivia, thank you so much for finally being a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat. How are you?
I'm good.
Yay, we finally got you on. I want to first personally apologize to you on national air that, you know, we had technical difficulties when you were supposed to be on, and you were so, you know, trying to do both like a professional to be a part of your testing and then be a part of the show. I mean, I want to thank you so much for being so willing to do both. I just want to thank you for that, Olivia.
Oh, yeah.
And also because today, because of that situation, Olivia, I made it a point that I wanted to do a special children's show. So tonight we are literally going to have a special children's show. I've had my son on who was preparing the way for you. And so I just want to introduce you and him. And then I want to know, we want to know all about you. Olivia, can you please meet my son, Emmanuel Meacham?
Hi. Hi.
How are you? Both of you are the same age. He's 10 and you're 10. So you guys are meeting each other. But he's been on. He's been warming it up for you, getting it ready. And we've just been basically talking about, Olivia, just how to operate in your gifts as a young child at the age of 10, 8, 13, or whatever. And I was telling him while I was interviewing him about how I could not wait for you to come on as well, because you actually have an organization and you have been featured all over the nation as far as your organization and all of that. And I want to get more into that, but I want the listeners to know that this is a 10-year-old, right? Am I right? You're 10, right?
Yes. I am 10.
10-year-old Olivia, 10 years old, and God has placed a gift and a desire and, you know, a hope and a passion into her heart, and she has just jet-setted it on, and it has been blossoming, and God has been opening doors for her, and that's how I found out about her, and I wanted her to be a part of the show, and I mean, she's been featured on Good Morning America and so many other people that have been in the business for so long interviewing her, and it's just been such a blessing to have her a part of this show of Dr. Gina, Gina's radio chat. So Olivia, now that I have, you know, let the world know, because this is a world known station, right? So now that they know who you are, Olivia, tell us more about you from your perspective. Tell me about you and, you know, what do you do? What do you do now? What was your dreams? And, you know, like, what do you dream about? Tell me about you now. What's your name? How old are you? And just tell me about, you know, some of your dreams.
Well, I'm Olivia Allen. I am 10 years old. And my dream was always to have the art kind of in the photography and different things. I have a whole list of what I wanted to be when I grew up. And then I came across community service, and I thought this is a pretty cool thing. So I tried it. And then I did a toy drive, and then I did a food drive. And then I did the I Can Be Girls Confidence Conference, and they all felt really good, and I added that to my list of what I want to be when I grow up. I added that to my list of what I wanted to be when I grow up. And I'm in fifth grade, my favorite color is turquoise.
Well, let me just start off with saying that is incredible and awesome, Olivia. I mean, so you wanted to, you know, be a part. You had a passion of helping people, and, you know, you were into doing different type of things. It was kind of hard to hear you because the phone was going in and out, your connection. So I'm just going to pick up what I think I could understand. You were saying that you had a passion for community service. Can you pick up from there, please?
Yes, I came across community service, and I thought, this is pretty cool. So I did a toy drive, a food drive, and the I Can Be Girls Confidence Conference. And I thought, community service is pretty cool. I'm going to try this. And I added philanthropist to my list of things I wanted to be when I grow up.
Oh, well, I think that is adorable. And the thing about it is not just adorable, but it is so just a humbling process for you to think about other people. Because from what I understand, you wanted to also get into acting. You are an actress, right?
Yes. Yes.
So you are an actress. And so therefore, for you to put that aside and want to offer what God has given you as far as encouraging words and motivating and inspiring people to just hope and have desires and be creative, right? I mean, you have formed this organization that has gone national right now. How do you feel about being nationally known?
Well, I actually didn't put acting aside. I just started community service and just kept doing the things I love to do and added community service to the thing, to my daily schedule and planning different things out. But being naturally known sometimes can get exhausting because my mom said she got a lot of emails while I was in school about interviews, and I was like, oh, okay. And I just did a lot of them, and I was like, oh, wow. And then a bunch of different students at my school, they were like, I heard you on the radio. I saw you on TV. It was like, yep, that was me. And then a bunch of people, it was like, oh, yeah. So being nationally known is actually kind of pretty, well, it takes a lot of work. But I like it. I like having my name kind of out there, and yeah.
Well, at least you're honest. You're saying that, you know, you do like to help people, but you like your name being out there. And I think that's an honest, you know, point of view. Because at the end of the day, it's like, that's the next question I was going to ask you. What do you see yourself in 5 years? This is something that you're starting off with, but your base dream was to be in acting, right? and performing. And so now this kind of evolved into you pouring into and reaching out to other people. And like you said, it's an opportunity for your name to get out there. So now that you are part of a giving organization, which is so phenomenal. I mean, at the end of the day, where do you see yourself in like 5 years? You, 5 years. You'll be 15 years old in high school. What's next?
I'm not really sure. I do see myself. I'm sort of seeing myself at YPath if I make it in, but I see myself at YPath at the performing arts school.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But I'm not exactly sure. So, I just...
Well, let me ask...
I'm going to stick to what I'm doing right now and just see where this all takes me, so... I'm just going to keep coming up with ideas.
See where it takes you. And that's
yeah. And see nothing where it takes me on the community service.
You're breaking up really bad. I don't know if you're moving around. I don't know. If I need you to get somewhere real stable because you're breaking up a lot. So, Emmanuel, while we're getting Olivia together, is there anything that you wanted to, like, ask her? You guys are the same age. She's part of an organization that she created, that God has given her. And you're part of an organization, a president of young men, young leaders. And you guys are both pretty much in agreement of the same thing. She want to inspire young people, but young women, to be able to have dreams and to fulfill things and just to know their worth and value. And then the same thing with you, your organization is teaching on men hygiene, how to respect young women, you know, how to be a man, you know, young boy growing into a man. I mean, what kind of questions would you ask her, you know, because it's both almost the same thing, but she is actually the founder of this situation and you are the president. I think it's both the same awesome. So what would you ask Olivia, Emmanuel?
Olivia, I'm sort of wondering, like, what kind of questions do you get?
What kind of questions do I get? Questions? In interviews, I usually get the question, how was I inspired to do the IKB Girls Classroom Conference? And from students, kids that usually get the question, how did you get on the news and how did you get on the radio? And I saw you on this news station that my mom was watching. How did you do that? So those are usually the questions I get from kids. And then what inspired you is usually the question I get from adults.
Yeah. And how do you handle those questions?
How do I handle those questions?
Yeah.
Well, with adults in interviews, I usually just tell them. And then with students, I kind of give them a summary of what I did and some of the things I did, because last year the principal put up a poster about my food drive, and it was like on the big gym door, so it was like, I'm going to get a lot of questions. So I was just like, yeah, I'm doing a food drive, you can come donate food. So I got a lot of those questions last year.
And I got one more question. It is like, how is it to, is it hard to be a founder?
Well.
Like, how is it like to be a founder?
it feels pretty good to be a founder, and it feels really nice to have your own organization where you can control what happens. And then sometimes it's overwhelming because you get a lot of calls about interviews and people wanting to ask you questions, like I said earlier. But it's really just a nice thing that you get, your business can get just grow if you start young and get even stronger. So,
yeah. Thanks.
Well, I think that is pretty awesome because you know what? I think that you guys, with the ambition that you have, it's such an encouragement for you guys to be able to encourage other people, you know, your age, to be able to have dreams and visions and goals, to be able to reach out and do them and trust that God will, you know, provide the means to be able to make it happen. And I just think it's great for you guys to have communication. So, Olivia, Emmanuel is my son. He's been on the honor roll since he was in first grade. He was homeschooled by me until he got in first grade. And he's been an athlete since 4 years old. Is there anything that maybe you can ask him as far as, you know, maybe a guy's point of view, or maybe just how he balances sports and academics together? I mean, I don't know. This is an opportunity for you guys to really be able to help share with other children. This is a special children's show on Dr. Gina R. Prince for you to, you know, guys to be able to encourage and minister to other children your age and above and lower, you know, that they can do this type of stuff too. I mean, he's also modeled, right, Emmanuel? Didn't you have a model feature for a magazine?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, Olivia, so what, so you meeting him and with your organization, what advice would you give him? Because you got the wisdom. You know, what advice would you give this young man that has all these things going on in his life at one time? How would you teach him or help him to focus to make it all the way to college? What advice would you give him?
I would just say never give up. And you can keep trying things new as long as you don't say yes to too many things and then feel overwhelmed, because I did that once and it was like, and so I just want to say keep going with schoolwork and you can try things new, just don't overwhelm yourself. And
yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
And
be yourself.
I love that, Olivia. What would you tell Olivia, Emmanuel? Because you're from, you know, the roughness of the football, and she's so delicate, and, you know, I'm sure she reminds you of your mother, you know, just a go-getter, want to help people. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, she's such an inspiration. What advice would you give her for your age group?
Well, can't be afraid to get your hands dirty.
Oh, I'm not. I used to be.
That's good. That is so good. That is so good. I love this show already, and I'm so glad to be in the midst of such intelligent, wonderful, inspirational, two youthful people full of dreams, hopes, visions. And this should be inspiring to any adult, any young person, teenager, elementary, whatever. I mean, you guys are definitely an inspiration. My question is, Olivia, where is your sister, your little athletic sister at? Is she anywhere around? Can we get her to say hello at least?
My mom's going to get her. She left the room a couple of minutes ago. But, yeah, she's going to be here in a few minutes.
Can you introduce her to our listeners and tell us about her at least? Because, I mean, I just want them to know your mom, Anitra, has been such an inspiration to Dr. Gina's radio chat. She has raised two beautiful, her and her husband, two beautiful, young, I mean, dynamic children. And I want them to hear you guys' voice. And like I said, we missed the opportunity the first time, but I think it's even better now because we have you, Olivia, we have Emmanuel, and we have your sister who is able to feed off of each other. And that triple portion is a blessing to so many others. But Anitra has been such a blessing to feel in the blanks when you had to go and do your testing, and to have you guys both on is just such just a blessing. And I just wanted to say hi. I know she's not a talkative person, your mom already told me, but if she can just say hello and you can maybe tell us about her. Can you tell us about your wonderful sister? Because I mean, it's such a blessing. You're a blessing, she's a blessing. I mean, all the blessings up in the house, I want to lay out on your front porch for all the blessings that's falling upon your house. Me and Emmanuel are going to spend a night right there on the front porch to receive all the favor and the blessings from your household. Can you tell us about your sister? What's her name? What does she do? Olivia.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Hello? Can you repeat that last part?
We're here, Olivia.
Okay. Well, she's right here. She's right here.
My name's Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra. How are you?
Hi. Good. I'm 8
How are
years
you,
old.
Darling?
Good.
I'm not going to keep you on long, but I'm so glad to have you on. I'm sure Olivia and Emmanuel are so glad and grateful that you were able to bless us with your presence. I know you are very private, but you are so phenomenal at the same time. Listen, I'm excited to have both you and your sister Olivia on, and we've heard so many great things from your sister Olivia, and Emmanuel have shared their stories, and we only have a couple of minutes. But Alexandria, can you please tell us, I know this much, you are an athlete, right? You are the bomb.com athlete, right? So, how does it feel to be the bomb.com girl?
I am not sure.
Not sure.
I'm really not sure.
I mean,
sure
do you feel
feels.
Good about, because you've been on a magazine, you're featured in a magazine, you got all these, you know, medals on your chest. I mean, how do you feel? It's just a way of life for you. So you're just sucking it in and just keeping it moving. It's not unusual for you, huh?
No.
No? Well, Emmanuel, do you have anything to ask this athlete? Like, what kind of sport does she do? Because he plays football and basketball. Emmanuel, what kind of, because this is a kid show. I'm going to step out for 1 second because we got only a couple of minutes left. Emmanuel, do you have anything you want to ask this young lady who was actually so good that she was featured on a magazine cover? We can't hear you, Emmanuel. Can't hear you.
What sport do you play? Because I need to get on a magazine.
It was track.
Track?
Yes.
So you're a fast runner?
Yes.
And how old are you?
8.
8 years old. You should have seen all the gold dripping from her neck. How many awards did you get this year, this season alone?
19 medals. And then 4 trophies at the award dinner.
Wow. Did you hear that, Emmanuel? 19 and 4. Woo woo.
Oh,
well, you know what?
I am shocked. That's like all my football medals put together. And is that like a season? How much you get a season?
Yes.
Wow. So you get almost 50 medals a year.
Yes, why not? Claim it.
I need to get off some track.
Yeah, you got to do track, Emmanuel. Listen, this was so amazing. Thank you so much, Olivia. Thank you for your sister. I want you guys, you and Emmanuel, I want you, Emmanuel, you go first, Olivia, and then your say your name. You don't say your whole name.
Emmanuel Mitchell.
And Olivia, you?
Olivia Allen.
And your sister?
Alexandra Allen.
Yes, these are phenomenal children. Listen, if you have not been encouraged by this special children's edition of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, please tell your children to listen to this. These are children that are out here. They're working hard. They're grinding. They're using their gifts, their talents to make it happen. This is an opportunity. Parents, please be encouraged. You've got to initiate everything that your children are expressing to you. Be a part of their lives. Be a part of their dreams. Be a part of the vision. Be the step up. Catapult them to the next level. Pray them into their destiny. I want to thank you, Olivia. I want to thank your family. I want to thank all of you guys. All of you. Thank you so much for being on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You all have been great. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your expression, your passion, your creativity. I appreciate you. And I want to be a part of your life's journey. Keep going. Keep pursuing. Keep doing great and mighty things. I love you guys. Do you love me?
Yeah.
Yay! And listen, we'll do another interview soon because I want to see you guys 3 years and later, 5 years later, all of that. We want to keep up with your journey and see what you guys are doing. And I just plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of you. And may God continue to bless you exceedingly and abundantly in Jesus' name. Thank you for being a part of today's show. Live whole, live full, live life, you guys. Enjoy. God bless you, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.